In the new movie The Brutalist, a fictional architect who is possibly a genius gets a taste of the American dream. Adrian Brody and Guy Pearce star in a widescreen epic that critic Bob Mondello calls monumental.
When Laszlo Toth staggers up to the ship's deck after his transatlantic voyage in 1947, leaving concentration camps behind, the first thing he sees is the Statue of Liberty. Toth grabs a fellow passenger, laughing, dazed, as the camera pans up to catch Lady Liberty's torch looming weirdly upside down. A trick of perspective? Maybe a portent of how things will go? Toth, played by Adrian Brody, finds his way to Philadelphia and a cousin who tells him his wife and niece have been found. They're alive. The cousin takes him to his furniture store, where Toth, who's an architect and designer, will sleep on a cot in a storeroom and work on projects. Miller and Sons, it's called.
Who is Miller?
I'm Miller.
No, you are Molnar.
Not anymore.
No Miller, no Sons.
The folks here, they like a family business.
They also like no traces of Judaism. The cousin's wife is Catholic, his furniture conventional.
They're not very beautiful.
But never mind. A wealthy client wants to renovate his dad's library as a birthday surprise. Can they do it by Thursday before the elder Mr. Van Buren gets home?
My cousin here, specialist in renovations. He even designed the whole city library.
What city is that?
Budapest.
Ever been?
Toth visits the space, looks at the high ceiling, domed skylight.
I know, it's terribly dated, isn't it? I'm thinking, shelves up to the ceiling and some good reading lamps.
Oh, he'll get so much more than that. Toth rips out everything, turns the space into a forced perspective marvel of modernism, louvered teak.
The long panel, the shelves can vary in height.
So, 45 degrees. 3, 2, 1.
Perfect.
And as they're putting on the finishing touches...
What is all this?
The elder Van Buren, played by Guy Pearce.
Who authorized you to come into my home and tear everything apart?
This was all supposed to be a surprise. Your son Harry told us not to expect you...
It is a damn surprise!
We were just putting everything back in its place.
You've turned it all inside out. How do you know its proper place?
We are finished here. It's quite all right.
It's quite all right? This is not all right! This is my home!
After fighting with his cousin, Toth spirals down, ending up on this street, addicted to opiates. But months later, Van Buren shows up with a just-published magazine spread on the library he's come to realize is a masterpiece.
Have you seen that? I can assure you everyone else has.
Not only that, he wants Toth to design a community center as a monument to his mother.
Something boundless. Something new.
It will be that, a massive, brutalist structure unlike anything Bucks County, Pennsylvania has ever seen. Unlike anything I've ever seen, frankly, and filmmaker Brady Corbett makes all of it so persuasive, I spent the intermission, the brutalist is a brisk 3.5 hours, searching the internet for images convinced Laszlo Toth's community center must exist. It doesn't, of course, but if it did, it would be fashioned of concrete, tears, and blood. The film's breathtaking second half is all about building the monument and, in the process, exposing cracks in the foundation of the American dream. Toth's obsession with his work is total, even when he's reunited with his wife. His patron is a man of many prejudices who doesn't just appreciate art, but must control it and the artist. And the post-war world they inhabit? Well, we know what that's like.
But they do not want us here.
Who do you mean?
The people here. They do not want us here. We are nothing.
The Brutalist is about anti-Semitism and the luminescence of Carrara marble, about wariness for outsiders and the way moonlight strikes a line of columns. Filmmaker Brady Corbett's film is gorgeous conceptually, dizzying in its savagery, truly a monumental achievement. I'm Bob Mondello.